and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave, and I'm here to talk to you. Yes, you, PE Nation. You guys and girls are incredible, and I love sharing my thoughts with you and also interviewing people from around the world and all things phys ed. And it's just been a great journey so far, and I'm glad to be here with you. So today we're going to talk about quality PE versus surviving PE, but I need a break, and you need a transition beat, so here it is. All right, so welcome again, PE Nation. I'm glad you're here. So quality PE versus surviving PE, I kind of saw this on, I believe, Instagram. I'm not even sure who posted it. And if you did, I feel your pain. I feel what you're going through. So somebody posted something about just some relay races. And my dog is making noises again, as in some episodes here. So if you hear some squeaky noises, that's her. So relay races, there's nothing wrong with them as long as it's not, like the problem I always had with that rock, paper, scissors game where people are jumping through hoops is, I see 20 people cheering and standing in line and two people moving. Or the tic-tac-toe game where they're running down and putting a beanbag in and running back and tagging. To me, I have no problem with those games if it is less per group. So the standing around doing nothing time is at a minimum, and the exercise, movement time, learning time is at a maximum. And so I have no problem with that. As a matter of fact, when we did field day, not this past one, but last year, I did that rock, paper, scissors, hula hoop game, but I did multiple pathways. So it was one class going and maybe 4 to 5 different people at least moving at a time, actually more than that. It was only a few people per group, and they were going different pathways and doing the rock, paper, scissors and doing exercises. And so, to me, that is, I mean, that's more quality than surviving PE. So I guess to back up, quality PE is, to me, using the standards, asking important, essential questions, engaging the students in the learning, and just having them involved in all aspects of the games, between the rules and the strategies. And after we do, some movement and some, playing, having them sit or take a knee like we do in the field and ask some quality questions. To me, that's quality PE. And that might not be perfect, and that might not be your definition of it, but when you have 120, 130 kids at a time, I try to make it as quality as I can. Now, going back to the Instagram post, to me, it was somebody that, I don't remember everything, but it just got me thinking. It was somebody that posted something about, relay races, and it seemed like very minimal movement. But somebody else posted like, yeah, I get it. That's, you're in survival mode kind of thing. That's, surviving PE. And man, I hate that. And I understand it though. I understand it because it would be a lot easier and safer, I'm sure, for me to have kids, play 12-on-12 kickball or 12-on-12, I don't even know, soccer. But, I actually told them that yesterday. That I don't like 12-on-12 anything. It should be more 5-on-5 or less if possible. It's probably not possible for me, but for the most part, 5-on-5, 6-on-6 at the most. Like when we do our Chook Ball tournament, like we're doing right now, we're getting near the end of our round robin part of the tournament. And, our teams, I used to break each class into 3 teams. So a fifth grade class is 25 to 20, let's say 27, 28 kids sometimes. Not usually, but it's somewhere in that mid-20s range. So if you divide that into 3 teams, let's just say 24 kids divided by 3 teams, that's 8, obviously, students per team. That just seemed to me like too much. And a lot of kids weren't getting the ball. So then the last few years, I moved it to 4 teams per class. So now it's about 6 kids per team. And to me, that's a much better ratio. It doesn't sound like much, but they get the ball more. There's more teamwork and passing. Everybody's moving. Everybody's learning. Everybody's growing together. That's the goal, at least. And to me, that's quality, as far as my definition goes, PE. Now, again, it might not be your definition, but, you know, 12 on 12 is not, to me, quality PE. That's surviving PE. But again, I understand that. I do. Because, you know, when my new principal, she's been with us about a year now. When she first came over from another school as an assistant principal, you know, she, and I like the PE teacher that she, you know, was at her school, is still at her school. You know, he's a great guy. But, you know, he talks about things like, you know, the relay races and the long line, you know, the kickball. I've been to schools where they play kickball, where the coach is rolling the ball and, you know, there's 12 in the field or about 12, you know, in line kicking or ready to kick. And, you know, yeah, that's the surviving PE. And I get it. If you're in a large group like me, I get it. And, you know, she was kind of expecting that when she came over because she asked me that. She's like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do more, you know, team sports instead of like these other games and activities that are, you know, just different. She's not used to those. And I'm like, well, you know, we don't do, you know, 12 on 12 basketball or whatever, you know what I mean? Like we don't do 10 on 10 or whatever it is. We just can't, that's not a good learning environment. That's not good for the kids. That's not good movement for the kids. And so, you know, it takes a while to break from that culture and to really provide what the students need. I had another teacher recently, you know, tell me that she does mostly large group, and she has two paras, and you know, with 100 plus kids or about 100 kids. And, you know, I was trying to tell her, like, you know, you need to deputize the paras more, get them involved and, you know, break off into, if nothing else, a little bit smaller groups. But I understand, you know, she's a good teacher. I understand. It just, to me, that's just survival PE. That's just getting through the day. And, you know, I'm urging you to look at what you're doing and go for quality PE versus surviving PE. No judgment, just, you know, trying to spread the good word of phys ed. So now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your tip of the day is, again, to look at your program. Look at, even if you make a couple quick changes, just a couple, you know, maybe you could take one unit and really break it down, really look at it, you know, and to see what you can do differently to make sure it is quality for all students, all learners, and then go from there. Just take one piece and see what you can do there. Okay. And then maybe next year, make it two pieces, two units that you can really go deep and really make sure it is quality PE, the learning, the skills, the movement, the strategies, and not just surviving PE, not just surviving. Because I used to do that too. And I understand. I do. I know I've said it a few times, but I do. I understand. And it'll be easier for me. It'll be easier for me to do, I keep saying it, but 12 on 12 kickball. It will be way easier. But I just don't think that's benefiting our students as much as it could be. So take a look at your program. See what you can do a little bit differently. And that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in today to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I appreciate you being here and listening to my voice. As always, go to the website for more information or click on the links below in the episode notes. You guys and girls are awesome. From PE Nation, here is a new beat for you.